The Utah Department of Health wants to limit the state's Medicaid expansion to cover only 10,000 people instead of the 16,000 in the legislature's plan. Laura Polasek, communications director with AARP Utah, says the plan would mostly cover those who are homeless or mentally ill. Although they deserve insurance, she says, that leaves thousands of others without access to affordable health care.
This plan covers just a fraction of the neediest people. To cover simply 10,000 people instead of the over 60,000 people who still fall into the health care coverage gap, we think is inadequate.
The gap mostly includes people who earn too little to qualify for assistance under the Affordable Care Act, but too much to qualify for Medicaid. Under the legislature's plan, single adults must make less than $600 a year, and a family of three can only make about $11,000 to qualify for Medicaid. Polasek acknowledges that it's good that some Utahns are gaining health coverage, but said the legislature could have covered everyone in the gap at little or no extra cost. Legislative leaders have disagreed, saying they were concerned that the state eventually would bear the entire cost. Polasek says many AARP constituents find themselves in the coverage gap.
People who are 50 to 64, it affects very much. People do have access to Medicare when they're 65, but we have people 50 to 64 who have lost jobs, so it's difficult for them to get health care. It's really important that they have access to quality care.
She says state polls show strong public support for Medicaid expansion well beyond the current plan, and that AARP Utah hopes to work with the legislature again next year to close the coverage gap. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.